Will we get to talk to the dragons?
Oh, Harry, do we get to talk to the dragons out there in Voldemort?
Oh, Harry.
My blimey bloody teeth falling out.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Harry. I'll see you back on the train back to Gringotts, are ya?
Harry.
I could do Dumbledore dying, spoiler alert.
Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of Between the Pixels, the only podcast in 3D sound. I'm Umar Gaddafi.
I'm Dante.
Okay, Gaddafi. We killed Gaddafi this week. No. Yeah.
Yeah, but who are we gonna be? Obama?
I don't know. No, gosh, no. Don't be that. But I don't know.
Okay, I'm going with Obama. I'm Obama.
I'm Michelle Obama.
You know, I'm attracted to Devin, who is actually Michelle Obama.
Oh, dude, I heard that Charlie Sheen. His costume is like the number one selling thing for Halloween this year.
Of course it is.
I heard that on the radio. I was like, holy crap, no way.
And I'm Brian.
Do you guys want to know what I'm going to be for Halloween?
Yes.
I'm going to get two playing cards that are number twos and staple them to my hat and just wear normal clothes and walk around with these number twos on my head, and people are going to ask me, what are you dressed as? And I'm going to drop my hat on the floor and be like, I'm dropping a deuce.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds wildly inappropriate.
I'm dropping a deuce. That's hilarious.
I mean, what if like a little kid asks you?
There's not going to be any kids at a party where there's alcohol.
That's not true.
If it's a good kind of party.
if it's the kind of party you're going to, Derek.
Hey, 1% of my farts control 99% of my room right now.
That's heavy, dude. That's heavy.
Get it? And it's topical. Occupy my O-ring. First off, if you don't know, we're the podcast for Pixel Perfect. Head over to pixelperfectmag.com. Video games.
Hashtag video games.
It's a website about video games and stuff. Check it out. Like, for example, our resident rage quitter just put out an article this week. And if you don't know what that is, you should head over to pixelperfectmag.com and read the rage quitter articles. And he talked about Apple and gaming on Apple devices. It's super good. Check it out.
I wonder who this person is.
That's the mystery in it. We don't know.
You're definitely going to want to check out Pixel Perfect Mag if you're in the UK, because apparently there's this article where he had Modern Warfare 3 for $1.
Yeah, but we won't spoil it. Just go over there and read it.
That's the topic I brought.
Hey, also, if you like Batman and Arkham City, and especially if you like Batman Arkham City, our editor-in-chief, Justin, just put up a review this week, and he has a lot of good things to say about it. Like, the word perfect is thrown around a couple times, but I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and
check it out.
And numbers like 10 out of 10 are thrown around.
See, this is the kind of situation where I'd like to ask him what did he not like about it. Because if somebody like loves the game so much, they probably got a lot to say about what they didn't like.
Hopefully we'll have him on here soon to talk a little bit more in depth about it. But lastly, remember that each week we're playing a different indie game and we'll be discussing it on the following podcast. Last week we played Bit Trip Runner, which we'll be talking about that very shortly here. And for next week, do we know what we're playing?
Edit and post.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you guys want to play.
We'll figure it out.
Also, next week, we are doing a Halloween podcast.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot.
We're all going to get dressed up in our Halloween costumes and podcast.
Yeah, we're going to get dressed up. There's not going to be any video recorded, but whatever.
That's all right. Use your imaginations. We'll describe what we're wearing.
This week is the week. We are going to be playing scary games, and we're going to talk about them.
This is the week you've been waiting for all year. Scary games. Pop them in.
Everyone out there, play scary games.
Play scary games.
Dude, I had a roommate that never played like any scary games like ever. And his first scary game he played that I recommended was Amnesia, because that's what I was playing at the time. And
that's a pretty big step.
He couldn't like sleep at night.
Because like, I can't think of any other game that's ever had me tense or like really, not scared, but you know, I guess on the precipice of being scared, except for Amnesia. And if he hasn't played anything, then that's a pretty big step.
I should have gave him an easier one to start with, for sure.
Anyway, yeah, so do you guys have any idea what you're going to be playing this week?
I already have set for Dead Space 2 and Amnesia. That's what I'm going to start out with, and I'll probably throw some more in there, depending on how much I want to play of each one. But that's what I'm going to start out with, I know for sure.
I think Amnesia is a real solid idea. I might really try to get through Amnesia.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you make it a point to play that game, too, I mean, we can both talk about that next week.
Hey, tweet us when this comes out. Okay, obviously. Obviously when this releases. Tweet us right now.
Before it comes out, and you'll get a prize.
Hey, tweet us what game you're going to be playing this week.
If you can guess what we're playing, then we'll give you a prize.
Even though we're talking about what we're playing. We're going to tell you what we're playing. If you can guess it, then we know you listen to our podcast.
I don't know what's going on. Hey, what have you guys been playing this week? Devin, what are you playing? What you been playing, son?
I can't even think of a game that I've been playing other than Bitrip Runner.
Brian, what you been playing, son?
Nothing.
Derek, what you been playing, son?
I've been playing some games on my new iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just trying out a bunch of stuff. Nothing really worth mentioning. But if nobody else is going to talk about games that we're playing, I guess I could talk about this Penguin game I've been playing a little bit. New Angry Birds Rio. Been playing that.
Oh, I was just going to say, you better not say Angry Birds. Gosh darn it.
Angry Birds Rio is a lot different than the original Angry
Birds. Oh, I know.
Birds.
I've played it, unfortunately.
No, Angry Birds is good. What's that one Penguin game I've been playing? Hold on. I should have had this prepared. It's called Race Penguin. You know, in...
Are you talking about the Linux one?
No. Whenever we went to school, we played this game in Linux Red Hat, that penguin thing where you just race down a hill.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh.
I said, are you talking about the Linux one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, then yes, I am talking about the Linux one. But it's not like that. It's not like... It's kind of like a side-scroller version of that. And it's actually a lot of fun. It is an iOS kiddie game. It is what it is.
What's your final review?
Race Penguin gets 2 thumbs up.
I don't understand what you do in the game. You haven't explained it well enough to me.
You race a penguin, Devin.
You race a penguin down a hill while a bear's chasing you. The concept of it is to, like, there's these little grooves in the ground, and you have to touch the screen to, like, dive bomb into them. And then whenever you get, like, on the other end of the groove, where it's like kind of like a ramp, you let go, and your penguin will start flapping its wings. Because, you know, penguins can't fly and they suck. So you just got to get enough momentum and hit these ramps at the right time. And you got to know when to, like, dive bomb down. And you got to get through the level before the bear catches you. It's only for iOS, so because I tried to get it on the tablet and it's not
available. I get kind of angry sometimes that because a lot of the games that I see that look interesting are not available in the Android market. And it is available with the iPhone. And I get kind of mad.
Yeah, what the heck, Steve?
Steve's going to answer you.
Just because you're dead does not mean you're immune to my scrutiny.
Just because you and Gaddafi are hanging out being dead.
Was he frozen or anything like that? Like
no.
Walt Disney was?
Walt Disney wasn't frozen. That's a myth.
Oh, okay. Well, that's broken. Just to let you guys know that Walt Disney was not frozen.
My dreams are shattered.
Update. Update on Walt Disney. He's not frozen.
Wasn't somebody frozen, though?
Yeah,
Somebody was certainly frozen and wanted to be, like, unfrozen once they had the technology to bring somebody back.
Yeah,
right?
Wasn't that, like, in Futurama or something? Are you referencing the documentary Futurama?
No. No.
The TV documentary series Futurama?
They're trying to clone Jesus.
Hey, buddy, I like Futurama.
Everyone likes Futurama.
How could you clone Jesus? How do you get his DNA?
From the Shroud of Turin. I think that's what it's called, anyway.
They're going to download a torrent.
Let me see if I can find a torrent, a clone of Jesus.
Just torrented this illegal clone. Anyway. So I've been playing something that isn't sacrilegious. I've been playing Deus Ex Human Revolution, the Missing Link DLC.
Oh, the DLC!
Yeah, that just came out this week. Worth $15.
Is it as good as the game?
Absolutely. It's actually even better in some places. Let me explain. First of all, if you've played the video game of Deus Ex Human Revolution, there's a certain part in there where you jump on this boat. I can't remember what happens in the story specifically, but you jump in this, like, this stasis pod, and you hide out on this boat, and then eventually you end up in a different area. Do you guys remember that part of the game?
I do, yeah. It's towards the end.
Beforehand, you have to sneak onto a dock, and you have to, like, blow up this office to make this distraction so you can get on the boat. This is where the DLC takes place. What happens is they actually find you on the boat, they wake you up, and it begins with you being held in this particular chair. And they're holding you as a prisoner, and someone lets you out, and, you know.
Are you going to say spoilers, Jared?
No, there's no real spoilers, because it's just filling in some of the area within the game. Anyway, so it doesn't load anything from your previous character, so whatever you had at that point doesn't matter. It just gives you a few Augs in certain areas, and then you have to gather points like you normally would in the game. You can level up and...
So it's like starting over.
Yeah, but you already have things in certain areas, so you don't have to... It's not like you don't have any augmentations at all.
Well, what about playing... Do you have to play through the first game entirely so you can understand what's going on in the DLC? Is that what they recommend?
I would recommend
it. Intertwined like that?
I would recommend that you at least get to the point where in the game where you get on the boat. Otherwise, not everything will make sense up until that point.
Okay, well, how do you access the DLC?
On the main menu, there's like a downloadable content thing. But when you start the game, there's something that says downloadable content. You click on that, and then it'll have it listed, because there's going to be future DLC, but it'll say the missing link there, and you choose it from there.
Okay, got it. So it's basically like you just choose a mission instead of just playing through it and
right. It's not like adding... Yeah, it's not like Fallout or Oblivion where it's just like you go into the world and then it appears and you have to get to that point. Nothing like that. You just choose it from the list. Everything is standard, basically the same way it is in Human Revolution, the main game. But the one big improvement, which is by far one of the best parts, is they give us a proper boss fight at the end. Which is not a spoiler to say it's a boss fight, but it's not like the whole you have to kill this boss, they play out like Metal Gear Solid boss fights. It's nothing like that. It's true to how the boss fights in Deus Ex should be.
That's cool. Those guys probably didn't make it then.
No, those guys didn't make it. Not the people they outsourced it to. The main team at Eidos Montreal made everything in the DLC.
Like they should have.
Absolutely. And it's really nice because you can go through and just, like it should, it gives you a bunch of options. You can go through it. Now, I went through and knocked everyone out, did it silently, wasn't detected. It was hard, for sure, to do that during the boss fight, but it was a lot of fun. But you can get a rocket launcher and you can just go in guns a-blazing and blow up everything, and it's awesome. It's a good boss fight. It's a good ending. The DLC, I'd probably say is somewhere between 3 to 5 hours, which I think is worth it for the 1,200 Microsoft virtual bucks you have to pay. It's good. If you're a fan of Human Revolution, absolutely get the DLC.
So how did you beat this boss? You said you knocked out the other guys.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but you went in a room with a lot of people, and
there's one main boss though, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to kill him, but you can kill him. So it just however you want to handle it, which is awesome.
So you don't even like kill him indirectly by doing something else, or is that giving it away?
Well, no, it's just like think of how you do everything else in Deus Ex. When you enter a room, there's a bunch of guys in there that you have to take out. It's like that, just much harder. So it's how a boss fight should be. So basically, you need to get through these guys. Now, you could go, theoretically, past every single guy and get to the boss without being detected or taking out any of the other guys. It would just be hard.
Yeah, that sounds very difficult.
It can be.
Sometimes I think it's difficult when there's just like 10 to 15 people in a room in like a big area. That can be difficult especially if you're not trying to knock people out at all, just to walk past them. So I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, this DLC has some pretty difficult part. Like there's an achievement to go the whole entire DLC without getting detected.
Yeah.
Or is it killing someone? I can't remember. Either way, it's really hard to go without getting detected or not killing somebody at certain points. So
I'm sorry, what?
I was just gonna say it's definitely worth another playthrough to work on some of those achievements and maybe play through it differently.
Are you trying that?
I want to. I mean, I have other stuff I'm trying to play right now, yeah. But I'd like to.
Can you save at any point on the 360 version? Oh, on PC, you can just save anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. You can. That's good.
I really like it.
That was fun. It's like I asked the question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You asked it and answered it. Oh, wait. I asked it. Well, you did answer the question. Why is that weird?
Because I was okay, like if I asked you the question and you said, yeah, you can save anywhere.
Oh, yeah, your response. Okay.
Yeah, I responded. I was like, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, apparently no one's paying attention to this whole conversation. Awesome.
So anyway, what was your question about that?
I was just wondering if you could, because I mean, I think sometimes that makes it easier because like on the PC version, every single time I get like past like a rough spot, I just save it all the time, so that way I can just start right there. If I do get detected or something like that, if anything goes wrong, I can just reload it back there.
Just basically safe warning, right?
Yeah, what? I do that all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
No, well, of course not.
It's a game like that should have save anywhere. It doesn't even make the... I don't think it necessarily always makes the game easier, but it makes it less frustrating.
Yeah.
Which is a huge help sometimes when you're trying to play something like stealthy or whatever.
Do you think that we're spoiled as gamers like now, that we're spoiled by the constant save being available and like kind of turned off by games that don't have that?
I don't think we're spoiled.
You don't think so? Like, I mean, because sometimes when I go back to like older games that like really maybe doesn't save really at all or saves after every single level or every chapter, like sometimes I don't like to mess around too much because whenever I play and I get to a difficult spot, I don't like having to go back through the whole entire level just to get back to where I was. I mean, that's kind of like what they say that Dark Souls is so difficult for, because like when you die, like it's kind of like the roguelike type thing. And I don't really like that kind of stuff because I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. So I think now we're kind of spoiled with it, though.
I don't know. I wouldn't say you're spoiled. Are you talking about, are we spoiled being able to save anywhere? Because that's been a PC, like that's been a PC standby for ever. Like on PCs, you've always been able to.
Yeah,
not
I guess it's more
game,
so on consoles.
Yeah, consoles are where they started having like checkpoints and different things like that. But on PCs, there was a certain point where you either manually saved everything or eventually they had quick save where you could hit like F5 or F6 to quick save it.
Yeah.
But pretty much you always had to go into a menu and save. There were no checkpoints. There was no auto saving or anything like that.
Auto save is a godsend.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yes.
It can be.
It can be. Yeah. Sometimes you can get auto save in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, what happened to me a lot of times in Fallout New Vegas is I relied on the autosave when I really shouldn't have. And I end up like walking into a glitch room or something and I have to restart from like 3 or 4 hours back.
Yeah,
or if I didn't rely on it, I would have saved every couple of hours.
I never rely on the autosave. It's nice to have it as a backup, but that's not my
And then name. When that's all you have, like such as cases in Dead Island, that's even worse.
Or Fable. God, it's terrible.
But I don't think anything like the autos, like adding things where... Because video games at this point, they're more than just being like this difficult task. I mean, there's certain games out there that are about that. Arcade games or dick games like Dark Souls. Like, that's their...
Dick games?
You know, dick games. There's games out there that are specifically trying to make it difficult, and that's the whole appeal of it. But a lot of games, you're just trying to enjoy this experience, so I don't think having autosaves or save anywhere is really a negative thing in any way.
No, I think it makes the game easier, though. I mean, pretty much anyone can get through a Fallout game. I think that any...
But it's not always the point of making it incredibly difficult. Like, saving doesn't always make it easier. I mean, if you play it on a hardcore mode, that certainly doesn't always make it easier. Because when you're playing, like, Fallout New Vegas and you have, like, 4 or 5 guys from Caesar's Legion come up and attack you, it doesn't matter how you save. Like, you can't save in the middle of a fight.
I don't think
you should be able to save in the middle of a fight.
Even if you could, it wouldn't matter.
Pretty much any time you want. I've done it before where I've jumped off a cliff and saved just to see if I could.
Why would you want to save in the middle of a fight anyway? Because then when you come back, like it's just like, I'm almost dead. I better save real quick. Even though I took down 2 guys, now when I come back, the other 3 will kill me.
Well, I mean, it could make it easier if say, like in Deus Ex, you were doing a boss battle and you did well, like the first half, taking his health down or whatever, and then you saved.
Like that's not how boss battles work in Deus Ex, though. Like, if you're thinking about Human Revolution, the main game, like that. But I mean, like a proper Deus Ex game, you can save when you're in a boss room and you're doing that. But the thing about Deus Ex is like the boss isn't like this superhuman thing; he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think I tried it. I don't know if you can save in Human Revolution.
You can actually.
Can you?
Yeah,
okay.
I did it. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
I'm pretty positive I did it.
You're right, you're right. You can, because I actually did it once. Yeah, I remember. Cause the first guy that you fought, I hid in the room immediately, and I just saved it there. You know that side room? It was kind of like easy to beat him there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a bad thing to sometimes make the game easier, because a lot of people out there aren't looking to play The Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, I know. That's why we get so frustrated with that now, because we're spoiled by like what we get.
No, it's not spoiled. It's just like there's a certain experience to, or like they're trying to provide a certain experience when they do it. I mean, the experience that you get when you play something like Heavy Rain versus The Binding of Isaac are two vastly different experiences. And if they made like Heavy Rain a roguelike, That just ruins everything that Heavy Rain's trying to be.
That'd be so weird.
If you screwed up on a button sequence and then it just like, okay, you have to restart this entire game, that'd be stupid. Who would want to play that?
Yeah.
Heavy Rain's trying to be more this cinematic, more emotionally gripping experience. And Binding of Isaac's like, hey, you want a tough game that's going to kick your balls? Here you go.
Sometimes I feel like that, though, when I play Binding of Isaac and I die, I'm like, well, who wants to play this game? Unless you're like,
well, that's
all
what I mean.
About
that's,
it.
It's not, it's trying to appeal to a certain sect, and it's very, I don't know.
I think, but the thing is, like, they're trying to go for that particular experience for Binding of Isaac, and I understand that, but I think I'm just, whenever I play it, like, I don't get that experience because I'm so used to, like, just saving all the time, so I don't actually put the time and effort that I think I normally would if I didn't have those other games that I could just constantly save at, you know what I mean? Like, I just get fed up with it, I'm like, alright, I'm done. Whereas I think that if I had other games where I played like that, that just save so often or didn't save at all, like roguelike stuff, I think that I'd be able to play Binding of Isaac more and have a better experience with it. Just personally, I think.
Yeah, maybe it just comes down to your personality, your gaming style and whatnot. But I don't think one size fits all when it comes to saves. I think it's definitely saving should be tailored to every type of game.
Mm.
Anyway, so you want to talk about another hard game that we played this week?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about it.
Called Bit Trip Runner.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about it.
The hardest game ever.
I hate you guys for making me play this game officially.
I really liked it, though, even though I hated it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, it was so much fun, actually, after a certain point.
It was good.
For those of you who don't know Bit Trip Runner is, it's part of the Bit Trip series. This game's called Runner. It's a side-scroller. Basically, it kind of follows like a rhythm.
The music rhythm is awesome.
Thing. Yeah. So anyway, how far did you guys get in Bit Trip Runner?
I did not get past 111.
I'm stuck on 110.
I think I got like to one. I just got to the part where you, the second stage of sliding, and just freaking quit.
Holy
rage
crap!
Quit like without a doubt.
So there are seven. There are three different zones, and we're all in the first zone still.
I know. When I saw three zones, I'm like, oh, it's not too bad. Then you click on the first zone, there's like 12 levels. I'm like, yeah, it's not gonna be that. I'll beat this in a couple of days, right? Nope.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's what
not.
I thought. A real easy one. I'll get through this. No problem.
I definitely was expecting to beat it.
I don't know if I'm just bad. I think that's part of it. I'm not amazing at like rhythm platforming type of games, but there's so much crap going on in this thing that like my eyes get so confused sometimes that like I have to keep playing the same level over and over until I actually memorize that particular pattern before I can pass a stage.
I think it was kind of built that way.
Yeah, I know, but that just, it gets a little annoying. Like I have to, while I'm playing, like, sometimes I'll have to look at the wall, like, pause for a minute, look at the wall, because something's stationary, and then I can look back at the game, because, like, I get confused.
You're certainly worse than me, then. I don't really have that much of a problem with it. I'm
getting old.
I had a good time with it. It wasn't that difficult until, really, the only thing that made the level that I'm stuck on difficult is because it was so long, and I mess up once in a while, and, like, if I get so far and do one little screw-up, it just makes me mad, and then I end up doing worse when I get angry. So then I get to the point where I just turn it off. I mean, I went back to that level, I think, 5 times.
I spent like a half hour on 110, and I still haven't finished it.
Really? I don't really remember what 110 was like, but it was easy, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you're the best, Devin.
Screw you, Devin.
Obviously not. I can't even beat the 11th level. I mean, yeah, you think 10's hard. Wait until you even get to the 11th one. It's seriously, I think I timed myself once. I think I got like 4 minutes in and was not done with it.
Do you think you're going to continue to try to get through the game?
I would like to, yeah. It just kind of frustrates me and kind of sucks.
I mean, the nice thing is you can just pick it up, play it for a few minutes if you want, and then put it down. Because when you fail a level, you have to go back to the very beginning. So it's not like you're really making any progress other than trying to learn the timing of everything.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that as you continue on the levels, they're just going to keep adding stuff to do. Because so far, I'm only on the 11th level, and you have to jump over stuff. You have to duck underneath things, and you can kick, like, crystals as, like, objects that are in your way. You just kick them. So that's all you can do so far, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot more things that they add on then as you go along, so just doing that is hard enough.
There's someone sitting here listening to this podcast being like, man, these guys are noobs. They can't even get past the first level of Bit Trip. Whatever.
I actually heard, I saw someone tweet something on Twitter, obviously, the other day.
Saw someone tweet something on Facebook.
And yeah. You can actually do that. You can tweet it and then it go to your Facebook. So anyway, so you can... they said something about like how easy Bit Trip Runner was. I was just like, Obviously, you haven't played it that long. They probably played like the first couple levels and were like, oh, this is so easy.
I didn't think the first couple levels were easy.
I thought the first couple were easy, but then I hit a wall like once I hit like number 7.
Maybe the first one was easy because it was short and all I did was jump, but like, it got difficult pretty quick to me. Like, I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then I was like, the next level, like, holy crap, why do I keep dying at the same spot? I just refused to think that I was like not even barely far into the game and that I was already getting stuck.
You guys are all playing on PC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so because you can get it on WiiWare or on PC, on Steam. Are you guys playing with the keyboard or playing with a 360 controller?
Keyboard.
I tried both, and I was playing with the keyboard the whole time, and I didn't know my controller worked until you said something about it. So then I tried my controller, and it's way easier, so I was sticking with the controller.
Yeah, I immediately tried the controller, because if I'm going to play a platformer, I cannot play with a keyboard.
Yeah, I really can't play anything with a keyboard, so anytime there's a controller available, I'll take it. Other than WoW, I think I can play WoW all right with... I mean, I'm not really good at WoW, but I can play
WoW.
Oh,
we're going to talk more about WoW here soon. BlizzCon news coming up. Look forward to it. Keep listening to us. Here's a little preview.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Well, you can play WoW with a controller?
No.
No.
Why would you want to?
Yeah, definitely not.
That's what I thought Devin said. I thought he played...
No. See, I'm not good at playing with the keyboard. But I think I did all right.
Oh, except for WoW. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you're obviously not good playing with a mouse since you auto-run everywhere.
Hey.
I'll have to teach you how to mage someday.
That's efficient.
It is far from efficient.
It works, dude. I mean, I sometimes ran off the edge on, like, narrow places.
So, okay, we'd be in an instance or something, and then Devin would just start running and be like, Devin, where are you going? You're like, oh, I hit auto-run by accident. I left auto-run on. Didn't you auto-run into a boss one time?
Okay, yeah. Sometimes I do dumb things, and, like, I'll aggro people even when I'm healing, which is not good.
Yeah.
If you play WoW, you know that's not good. It's like, sometimes, like, I aggro bosses and stuff, but, you know, whatever. I try to get, you know, you want to stay right on top of the tank, and I try to, like, move around him, and but sometimes I get other people involved, and then people, like, and usually nobody ever knows it's my fault, which is the best.
Well, no one ever blames the healer half the time anyway.
I thought you played a mage.
I play both. Remember how I said I like to have two main characters?
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, that happened until at least I got into like the Cataclysm stuff. Because then once that happened, like you had to pretty much dedicate all your time into one. But if I had time, I would do two.
What's your highest level you got to?
I reached max with Cataclysm, 85.
Anyway, we'll get more WoW talk in a minute here. But final thoughts on Brit Chip Runner. Is it worth the $10?
Absolutely.
I couldn't stand it, so...
Really? Was that bad for you, Moose? Or Brian?
I wanted to kill small children. Like, more so than usual.
That's weird. I assumed that Brian was going to get the farthest.
I don't know. I just find it incredibly frustrating. Like, no checkpoints, no nothing. I don't know. It just didn't feel like it was... Like, I pressed the button what I thought was the right time, but it didn't feel like it wasn't working, and I suck at games. So.
Okay, besides not liking it, what'd you think of it?
Besides your opinion, what do you think about it?
Actually, I like the art style. I'll say that much. Like, the art style was definitely cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Come on, guys. The best part, the music.
The music is great. The problem is the music is great, but you have to get to a certain point, and you have to collect a certain number of objects in the game before the music actually starts to pick up and really become super enjoyable. More than just enjoyable.
The problem with those objects is that it also makes it a lot harder because you're running a lot faster.
Yeah, you do pick up speed. It's cool when you have the rainbow, though, running behind you. That's neat.
That only lasts for like a minute, though. Anyway, so yeah, if you like rhythm platforming style games with cool music and cool graphics, art style, check it out on the internet.
BTR.
And next week, we'll be playing another game that we don't know.
Next week, we'll be playing another game.
Next week, we'll be playing.
And then we'll be playing. To... You guys want to talk about news?
Might as well get into BlizzCon now.
Alrighty, let's talk some BlizzCon.
There's a lot of stuff going on, BlizzCon. A
whole bunch of crap.
And we're not even there.
So, hold on.
Did you just punch yourself in the face?
No, my mouse, yeah. That's the sound it makes when you punch someone in the face, Devin.
In the movies.
I slammed my mouse on the thing. It was messed up.
We had to hold on while you slammed your mouse?
Yeah, who wants to be a panda monk is what I'm asking.
I do.
Hey, I would try to be a panda monk. Why not?
Well, obviously I would try it.
Do we know what their slash dance looks like yet?
I don't know.
That's all I'm worried about.
That's going to decide if I'm going to play him or not.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be better than the bear when you're a druid, because they have a pretty cool Slash Dance.
No, I don't care about Slash Dance. I only play Blood Elf, so...
I'm just kidding. I don't care about Slash Dance.
I just wanted to make the point that I only play Blood Elves. That's all.
Oh.
I won't play any other race.
You're a terrible person.
I'm awesome.
So, yeah, the monks, they're actually going to play a little bit differently, too. They're not going to be just your standard...
Why are we even talking about the monks?
Because that's a part of the new expansion.
Yeah, that's part of the new expansion.
You'll be able to get to level 90.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. The new expansion, which is coming out next year, is called Mists of Pandaria. And what will that add? It doesn't add much. I don't even think it adds dungeons, does it?
Well, they haven't revealed absolutely everything. Like, you're going to need a new class, which is going to be the monks. You're going to get a new race, which is going to be What are they even called?
Pandarians? So it's going to be Horde and Alliance for this race?
Yes. You can be both.
Yeah.
So this is the first race where you could be Horde or Alliance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it says with humans, orcs, knight, elves, blood elves, gnomes, taurens, dwarves, undead, draenei, and trolls can all play as monks, and the pandarans can side with either Alliance or Horde.
So would they be able to talk to each other? I wonder.
I doubt it. It's probably like...
Well, they're the same race, so...
It's probably like the Death Knight thing where you can, you know, you might have like the same area, but maybe you eventually decide to go with Horde or Alliance or something like that. Except
interesting.
You're talking about a race instead of a class.
No, whenever you make a Death Knight, you pick which one to be Horde or Alliance because you have to pick your race.
Yeah, but it's not really supposed to play out like that. Like, if you pay attention to the story, it's like everyone's a Death Knight together, and then you move on to other... Then you decide to go with the Horde or Alliance, but...
That's interesting. That's kind of surprising. You can have a race but be on either side.
Monks are primarily going to use their hands and feet to attack, obviously, but when they take a weapon, it's going to be a staff or a fist weapon. You can also use like one-handed axes and maces and swords and offhands and whatnot. They're going to use a brand new type of energy mechanic called chi.
That's cool.
So basically just another mana or stamina or rage.
Yeah, but you can do jabs and rolls and different things like that. Monks are going to eliminate... There's no auto-attacking with monks. They're the only class to not have that. It said, Blizzard hopes to incorporate that fighting game feel from classics like Street Fighter, where pressing a button immediately results in a meaty hit.
Button mashing, then?
Yeah, so maybe button mashing, but I'm sure it's going to be something kind of more, like they said, like Street Fighter, like a actual fighting style, which I think would be kind of cool if they could get it to work. Could make your fingers super tired, though.
Yeah. Imagine raiding like that, though.
Yeah, that I don't think I could raid for that many hours.
So is this going to be a DPS... class only, or what?
Melee DPS?
I'm guessing it's going to be a melee DPS.
There's three different talent trees. There's the Brewmaster, who focuses on drunken brawling, the Mistweaver, who combines healing with damage, and the Windwalker, who uses melee DPS via the ancient art of punch people in... Okay, that's a joke.
No, finish the joke.
Say the joke, Jared. It would have been funny.
Punch people in the face. That's the ancient art of punch people in the face.
Nice.
That's my own joke. PCGamer.com did not write that.
Or maybe they did. Who knows?
I know for sure that I'm going to get the new expansion, but Derek, I know you kind of played WoW and you're kind of done with it now. Do you think you'll even bother picking up the new expansion?
I'd love to.
But are you going to?
No, I'm not, because I'm afraid of it. Because
you might really like playing as pandas?
Yeah, I'm just too afraid. I'm going to slip back into addiction, man. See... This is why I let myself get Skyrim. I let myself get excited about Skyrim because I took off some vacation time and I'm going to let myself slip into that gaming coma and be obsessed about a game for a while. But Skyrim will end for me. WoW will not end. And I don't know if I'm a strong enough person to pull myself out of the addiction again.
Well, what do you think about the whole Pokemon aspect of WoW that's now coming?
What do you mean Pokemon aspect?
The pets fighting?
Yeah, you can collect pets, and you can have pets fight.
That's a non-issue. That's just one of those things. That's one of those things they put in the game for the soccer moms and basically anybody who plays Alliance.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to get into it for people play Alliance. I think a lot of people are going to get into it though, because I think they're first of all, people love collecting pets in WoW, but now that you can collect pets, make them fight each other, and it really become essentially it's becoming like Pokemon. Like you have to use your pet to fight another pet, wear it down, then you can capture the pet and whatnot, and you can build up a whole horde of pets to use.
I don't give a crap about that. If it is it necessary in anything to have a pet attack for you, other than if you're a hunter? Or is it just like a mini game?
I think it's just another little thing to do in WoW.
Yeah, I'll never bother with it. I did get all the achievements. Well, I tried to get a lot of achievements. I was like achievement grinding there for a while when I was bored because my guild was still... Well, they were going through a rough patch, so I was just going around doing some achievements and stuff like that. And if I were to do that again, then I would probably get into like the pet battling and stuff. But I wouldn't enjoy it. I would just do it for completing shit. Completing achievements. There we go.
Completion achievements.
Other than that, it's a non-issue. Nobody gives a crap about those pet things unless you're in Alliance.
So you can only fight other pets? That's all?
There's a whole different things. Pet battles are very similar to Pokemon duels. There'll be turn-based battles between teams of three pets per player, PvE and PvP. Pets gain XP from battle and can level up to level 35, unlocking up to 6 abilities along the way. Each pet can take 3 of those 6 abilities into battle each time. It really is Pokemon. You can name all your companion pets now.
They're going to get sued.
Well, not for copying the idea, but...
Blastoise, I choose you!
Blizzard's J. Allen Brack announced during an interview after the panel that the dev team wants to get the pet system playable on the WoW mobile app. So, like, you can get the app and then play WoW Pokemon in your free time.
That'd be sweet if they actually added Pokemon. I don't know what you... I was going to say Pokemon animals.
Pokemon people?
I guess they're just called Pokemon. It'd be cool if they added Pokemon.
I did have this one pet back in the day, I remember. It was a mini Kel'Thuzad. And if you were just like standing around and there was a critter close by, Kel'Thuzad would go and frost nova the critter or something like that. I think he would kill a critter. He would use lightning, I think it was, and just kill the critter and like laugh and come back to you. So I thought that was kind of cool, but other than that, I could care less about pets. Even though I did have, I think there was an achievement for having like 1,000 pets or something that I got. I just went around and just bought them all from the auction house and stuff.
But moving on from the whole pets things, there are two new things called PvP scenarios and challenge dungeons. Did you guys read anything about those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like a time thing?
Those are kind of more self-explanatory. There's a leaderboard. You can compare your best scores with friends, guildmates, your entire server.
I wonder what scores consist of. Is it like how fast you get to the dungeon, if you kill everybody, like is there like points involved?
Essentially time trials that you have to race through dungeons as fast as you can for bragging rights and some sweet looking loot. That's pretty much all we know about it right now. So mostly time trial. I mean, it's not going to be... It says all of your gear will be scaled down to a standardized level during these challenge runs, so you won't have the time old. Well, oh, so you won't have to deal with the whole thing like your gear was better than mine, excuses from people. Everyone goes in at the same level, and it just comes down to, you know, who can do the best with their team.
Legitimate skill, in other words.
Yeah.
For once.
The other one is PvE scenarios, which is basically... There's a lot of open world group quests in WoW, but not a lot of people really take advantage of them. So these scenarios are supposed to basically replace that. They're supposed to be bigger, more epic events held within tiny instances that players can participate in while leveling in open world areas. So kind of like if you ever played Warhammer Online, I think they're trying to kind of take that idea of having like big, larger, open world, but at the same time they're instance PvE scenarios. So that could be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're changing up WoW a good bit here.
Well, yeah, they're losing a bunch of subscribers. They need to.
They need to do something, right? Do you think you're going to get it, Jared? I mean, once you get Cataclysm and start playing, do you think you're going to play a little bit of this new expansion?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be playing WoW anytime this year. I mean, even Cataclysm, because I have way too much other stuff this end of the year to play. But probably next year, before Mists of Pandaria comes out, I will certainly pick up Cataclysm, play through that content, and get ready for MOP.
He's going to pick up Cataclysm and play through that content in a couple days.
Yeah, well, it's going to be incredibly easy at that point. They're going to nerf everything, so everyone just gets through it real quick.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The only other cool thing is if you buy a whole year's or 12 months worth of WoW subscription, you get Diablo 3 free.
That's interesting.
Which I guess is cool, but you're also paying more than what Diablo 3 is actually worth at that point.
Not if you're, you know, Not if you love WoW.
Well, yeah, if you're a hardcore WoW player, then you know you're going to be playing for another year.
Might as well get Diablo 3 for free.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, I guess it's a good way to get people to play WoW again. I don't know.
Are they really like desperate to keep their subscribers at this point? Or, I mean, what's happening?
Well, they're dropping pretty quick.
They lost a million over the past year.
Yeah.
What are people going to? Is there other MMOs people are switching
probably.
To? Or? Yeah, there's Rift.
Well, Rift isn't doing that well because I get like an email every week like, hey, we're $5 now. Please buy us, please.
Yeah. Well, I know some people that quit WoW for Rift and they said it was pretty good and they liked it. Some people I know are really big Rift fans that used to be really big WoW fans.
Yeah, but overall, Rift is certainly not contending with WoW in terms of subscriber base.
Yeah, I didn't think it would.
Well, it is relatively new, too.
Yeah, but I don't think... The problem with Rift is it's just a ripoff of WoW done differently a little bit. But most pretty much it's just a ripoff, and people who are leaving WoW don't really want to... Most people aren't like, hey, I just want to go through the same thing again. Most people who played WoW hardcore have already invested a lot of time to getting where they're at, and most of them don't want to have to start all over. A lot of people, I guess, were disappointed at Cataclysm because it was so small and so short, but that's what Blizzard's trying to go for now. They're trying to, instead of having us wait an entire year or more for a new expansion, they want to put out a new expansion every 6 months.
That's pretty crazy.
So you have 6 months to go through that, and then another one comes out. And
yeah, but I mean, if they're going to be, what, $40 each time, that's a lot of money, in addition to how much you're paying every month anyway.
And it's going to get to the point where they're just churning out content for the sake of meeting their six-month demand or deadline.
They're pretty much they're more or less just holding out until Titan is released. So they just need to keep WoW going until Titan comes out.
What's Titan?
The new
Blizzard's
MMO.
Next MMO.
Oh.
That's the code name. That's not the real name.
Right.
What if you're just paying $40 every 6 months, though, and they basically make it a free-to-play as long as you own the game?
That might happen eventually, but not right now.
Yeah, that'd be a big chunk.
But hardcore
out.
Players aren't going to care either way. Most people who play hard, like, are very serious about WoW, don't really play other stuff. So playing that other, paying, you know, monthly
That's
fees
true.
And whatnot isn't really an issue. Anyway, so moving on from WoW, other BlizzCon news real quick. Diablo 3, they talked a little bit about that. It gets team deathmatch, achievements, and what are called battle standards.
The PvP stuff looks pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing sort of a, like, WoW.
Arena type.
Stuff. Yeah, like 4v4 battles.
I never liked Arena, though. I never got into it.
Well, I mean, it's not going to play exactly like WoW. It's certainly different. I mean, Diablo's a click fest, and WoW's a different form of a click fest, I guess.
I mean, I played Arena in WoW quite a bit. It's just my team held me back.
it's a little bit different in this one. Like, in Diablo 3, there are two teams, red and blue. When you die, you only have to wait 3 seconds before you're back in. The team with the most kills in 10 minutes wins. So it's more
That's
like the standard deathmatch.
That's pretty cool.
I like it.
So not going to add any like objective type things?
Maybe eventually, but they haven't announced anything about that.
See, I don't know how much I'll be playing that, though. I mean, I just want to play the campaign, like co-op and stuff, though. That's kind of my incentive for getting it.
Yeah, but it'd still be fun to have a group to play against other people.
I'd certainly try it, but...
Obviously, achievements are making it into Diablo 3. That's pretty much a standard now for Blizzard games. Cool thing is, achievements can unlock new parts and designs for your character's standard, which is this flagpole that's designed to be a way to show off your character's prowess without needing to be... Like without having, like, an overly long sword or crazy cod pieces or, you know, anything like that.
Oh, yeah, but I definitely want crazy cod pieces. I don't care about swords. I want a ginormous cod piece.
Giant lumpy cod piece.
Yeah.
I want to make my own flag.
I want my flag to have a cod piece.
It's clearly just going to say between the pixels on it, but still.
Yeah, of course.
They also talked about Diablo 3 difficulty levels, revealing that 70% of the game's items are found beyond normal difficulty. So it sounds like what they're trying to do is make normal easier for just the average person who wants to get into it, and then higher things, whatever, hard or... hardcore, whatever they call
it. That's fine. I'll just have to play everything on hard now.
Which is fine, because playing with a group of people will make it...
Yeah, but if I'm playing with you guys, I'm going to have to, like, keep dying and drag you along to carry you, basically.
You wish. Blizzard also went over some of the incredible skill customization options, saying that Diablo 3 has something like 2.8 trillion builds.
Holy cow.
What?
That number is obviously easily skewed, because think about how many trees, like how many options there are in each tech tree in WoW. And they're probably just saying like, well, you can put a point here or you can put 3 points. And that counts as like, you know, different ways. So like 2.8 trillion is definitely an inflated number.
Whatever, you just better be ready for me to just keep churning out massive amounts of DPS. Hope you can keep aggro while I'm just churning out DPS.
Okay, well, where in the world did anyone say that we were tanks?
We already called this.
No, we didn't. I'm not playing.
Yeah, we did. Like a bunch of podcasts ago, we already called.
Yeah, I'm already a witch
doctor. You're the monk.
And I definitely remember being the demon hunter. I'm pretty sure about that one.
Gosh dang it! I want to be the witch doctor.
Too late.
That's Jared.
Yeah.
Fine. I gotta play with other people. Screw you guys.
Fine. Right. We'll get our own tank.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Yeah, forget you.
I don't want to be tank.
You have to. We already called this. What part of that don't you understand?
We don't have to be tank. You could be something else. It's just...
it's just gonna make it really hard.
You don't really have... Yeah, but Diablo's not a tank healer DPS type of game. It's pretty much just DPS all the time.
Alright, then I'll be DPS, I guess.
No, you can't be DPS.
Yes, you can.
We can't all be DPS.
Derek, you've obviously never played a Diablo game.
Okay, well then correct me.
I just did. There really is no healer DPS.
So
you heal yourself.
We can all be wizards if we wanted to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
No. Okay, then do whatever you want, Devin.
All right, then. I was planning to.
My bad. I thought we had to have a tank. Jeez.
It might help, but... It's not
it might necessary. Make things easier, I guess. Maybe. I mean, I don't think it'd be good to have four wizards.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll try it. We should certainly see.
Did you look at the armor for all the characters yet? They look pretty cool.
Yeah. At least what they showed off so far.
Yeah. I mean, what they showed. It looks pretty neat.
Hey, but even more importantly than that, Skyrim.
I'm really excited about the whole calling a dragon to help and stuff. But once I read the... small part of that interview, and it's like you can call this one specific dragon from the storyline or something to help you, and I was like, oh, this isn't really as cool, because I kind of wanted to get like my own dragon, like I wanted to pick which dragon I like the best and then like capture it or like make friends with it or something. I don't fucking know, but I wanted, like, because there is different types of dragons. Like in that demo they had like one that was mostly fire breathing and stuff, and there was this other one that was like a frost dragon or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, like, what I want to pick which dragon I want. I don't want them to pick for me.
Well, he says is there's a point in the game where you earn the allegiance of one of the other dragons who is named. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't matter what his name is.
Who is named, I guess, and that just means he has a name.
Yeah. But when you have the allegiance of this dragon, you can shout and call his name to the sky. So he's saying that that'll happen, but that's not saying that you can't get another dragon at some point. He's just saying that happens. So who knows? I mean, it might be possible.
It's kind of like how you get horses in Oblivion. I mean, you get horses throughout the game, but you can also purchase horses.
Hopefully.
I want to have a taming thing like you do with Red Dead Redemption when you tame horses.
Like that.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Derek?
Not Red Dead Redemption, but they had a similar thing in Ultima where you could tame dragons and stuff like that and use them. You know, you go out and pick whatever dragon you want, tame it, and then use it later.
I mean, the cool thing is, though, you can call a dragon at any time. So you can be in town and just, like, call this giant dragon. I mean, I don't know what you can do other than have him sit there.
I thought
there.
You had to call him for a battle, though.
No, you can do whatever. You can do this whenever you want, in town or in a massive fight outside.
But can you
ride
them?
Did they say if you can ride it or not?
They didn't say specifically whether you can ride them or not, but I can't imagine that they're putting... Like, you can't put dragons in the game and not know that everybody wants to ride them.
That's just a tease.
Yeah, I don't see how like, I'm sure they're not going to divulge every single little detail that involves the dragons, but I'm sure there's at some point you're going to get to ride a dragon.
I hope they don't tell us that, and then when we start to play it and we realize it, that would be awesome.
What if you start to play it and you realize it that it's not?
All right, cool. So Skyrim, that's cool.
Oh, gosh. I want to play that game so bad. It's so close, guys. It's like 2 weeks.
I already have mine bought and paid for.
Yeah, mine is two.
Did anybody get the collector's edition?
Nope.
I considered it.
Don't give a crap. Are we doing unboxings or anything?
That is way too much money.
Yeah, we're doing podcast unboxings. Listen in.
This is what the paper sounds like.
Oh, I'm opening the box right now.
Oh, there's the plastic wrapper.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Oh, new game smell. Smells so good.
This is what I sound like when I have a raging hard-on.
We could describe our hard-ons. Okay, you guys want to cover some... You want to cover some quick news here?
We're done with Skyrim? That was the quickest we've ever talked about Skyrim ever.
I don't know what else to say other than you get dragons to come down and play with you.
It also said you can have dragons fight other dragons, which would be pretty cool to just watch. Like if you're like if all you're doing is fighting a dragon and the dragon that is you're in a, you know you're friends with or whatever the story happens to maybe, to just like sit back and watch the two dragons fight, that'd be pretty neat.
I just want to like set up a campfire and call my dragon to have him light the flame.
And then have some marshmallows with you, and you can sit and chat.
Yeah, and, like, have some tea.
I hope we can talk to the dragons.
Wow.
Will we get to talk to the dragons?
Oh, Harry, do we get to talk to the dragons out there in Gildemore?
That's not a bad British accent, man. Have you worked on that?
Oh, Harry. Yeah, a lot of times in WoW.
I usually mix, like, four different accents from different continents.
This is what we do when we play World of Warcraft. We make Harry Potter. We're always like, "Oh, Harry,
my blimey bloody teeth falling out."
Oh, Harry.
And we do Hagrid. Yeah. Oh, Harry. That's all I have from him. Like, oh, Harry, I'll see you back on the train
Dumbledore?
Back to Gringotts, are you? Dumbledore? No, not really. I mean, he's
Harry.
Like... Was that Snape?
Can you do any other characters other than Harry Potter characters?
I could do Dumbledore dying. Spoiler alert.
Oh!
There you go.
Can you do, what's her name, Lola?
That's like high-pitched voice, isn't it?
Harry. I don't know. You guys want to do Harry Potter voices for the rest of the podcast?
I'm down, dude. This is fun.
No, can you do any other impressions other than Harry Potter characters?
We pretty much do that the whole time while playing WoW. We just laugh about that.
I know,
while
you keep saying that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, well, that's all we do, that we just do Harry Potter voices.
Everything I say from whatever voices I'm trying to do, they're not even really quotes from the movie. I just make stuff up.
Yeah, I know, but like it sounds really close. So.
You have dirt on your nose. Did you know that?
Yeah, there you go. That's Hermione.
And we like to cast spells like Expelliarmus.
Okay, that's just you, because you're weird. I remember when we went to go see the Harry Potter movie together, and we were just like sitting on my phone, just looking up spells.
Heck yeah, or there's like, an iPhone app for that.
How lame was that? Well, look up this spell. I know this is one of them. Just look it up.
That is pretty dumb. I can't believe we did that.
Yeah, can you guys name the three unforgivables or whatever they're called? What are they called?
The death curse.
The...
Yeah, there's the Cruciatus curse,
Abracadaver, and Impetuum. The mind control
Brian
one.
A nerd award.
This is why Brian's never
Impedium or something like that.
I think it's Impedium. Whatever. Close enough. I beat you all.
I'm not up on my Harry Potter stuff, but what I'm saying is we should have gotten like wands and yelled at each other. In
Wingardium Leviosa.
I read the books, son.
So did I.
Wow, you're stealing my catchphrase right now.
Well, this was all of our catchphrases. I'm sorry.
I thought your catchphrase was like, don't call it a comeback or something like that.
Oh, that's another one I have.
Anyway, enough Harry Potter talk. What else are we talking about? Jared, do you have it? Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Is this getting cut?
This whole podcast is getting cut.
I really like that Harry Potter part moment that we had. I thought that was pretty good.
Thanks, Devin. I probably have a recording of us playing WoW and talking. We do it for like a couple hours straight. So maybe I'll just put out a podcast of us making Harry Potter impressions for a few hours.
Yeah, we're gonna get Cataclysm and play. Well, I already have Cataclysm, but we're gonna play some more WoW, and we're just gonna play that one. That's because when you play WoW, it's so boring. Like, because we just did like dungeons like over and over, and we played the same ones. We got bored, and I was just sitting back healing, and he was like DPS, and just like we had stuff to talk about, make impressions. Anyway, good news: Mojang won his case.
Woo! So far.
Well, Mojang's not a he. Mojang can keep the name Scrolls for their game, unless, like, ZeniMax and Bethesda can appeal the ruling.
Yeah.
But hopefully they won't.
Screw them.
I just hope they give up while they're behind.
They're just
like,
giving themselves
worse.
Yeah. They're just digging a hole for themselves.
Well, I think I said this before, but I'll say it again, is if Mojang was not... not Mojang. If Bethesda was not coming out with Skyrim, I would boycott their next game.
If yeah, I know. If it was someone else, like Activision or EA, I'd be all over it.
Yeah, like... I know it sounds terrible, but I just can't not play Skyrim. You know what I mean? It's just I've been so excited about this for so long.
Yeah, I love Bethesda.
Yeah, it doesn't taint my view on them, so... But it still kind of sucks. At least it's going the right way.
Yeah, at least it's going in his favor right now. Which, the whole dragon thing in Minecraft now, well, dragons are coming to Minecraft, I don't know if that was something Notch planned or if it's probably something... He never really commented on it, other than saying, like, hey, we're going to have dragons in Minecraft. But I don't know if that was something where he's kind of like, hey, I won, so maybe I'll make this even more like Skyrim. And just kind of like a little like wink and a nod at them.
Why doesn't he just change his Minecraft game to Minecraft semicolon Skyrim?
But he has to separate the words, like Skyrim, and like
yeah,
put a rim
why
around
can't
the
just
sky
be two,
or something.
It could be like sky and then space rim job, like something like that.
Sky rim job.
It'd be nice if Notch started putting in a lot of little references like that to...
Oh, that'd be so great.
Or if someone made a Minecraft Skyrim mod, something like that.
What, where, like, Skyrim looks like Minecraft?
No, where Minecraft has, like, a bunch of Skyrim stuff in it.
That'd be so cool. I hope you can just call your dragon out in Minecraft, then.
And you can learn different shouts in Minecraft.
Yeah, they gotta put magic in there, too.
Well, magic. Minecraft is feature complete right now, so pretty much all they're doing is bug fixing. Because, which I never processed this, but I guess Minecraft is coming out the same day as Skyrim.
Yeah. I wonder if they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I said it like that because I just realized that when you said it. I was like, 11, oh yeah, they both come out 11-11.
So yeah, heck yeah, whatever. The Vita comes out in February.
Yeah.
You're not getting that. Too expensive for me.
It's only $250, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's too expensive for me.
Yeah, but that's a PS3. I'd rather have a PS3.
then get one.
All right. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I'd rather get, like, a TV.
so. Are you going to buy the new PS Vita? Nah, I need a lawnmower. I'd rather have a lawnmower than the
But
PS
you live
Vita.
In the city.
Oh, Harry.
Harry, will you mow my lawn?
Yeah, Vita in February. I guess that's kind of cool. I don't really care about the Vita that much. Is anybody with me?
Yeah, I guess. I'm probably going
to
buy one.
I mean, of course I'll have to get one. I'll have to get one. And I'll have to play the Uncharted game for it. Which, by the way, you actually have to have a memory stick to save onto, because it won't save onto the cartridge that comes with it. So you at least need to get buy one of those. But yeah, so I'll probably get all those things just because I want to play Uncharted and I love Uncharted games, so...
Speaking of Uncharted...
I don't know what else I would get for it, though. What about speaking of Uncharted? What?
The PSN Pass? Go ahead.
Oh, the PSN Pass. No, shoot. Yeah. The director of Uncharted, Justin Richmond, commented on the whole PSN Pass where you had to pay $10 to play online if you buy a used copy, say, of Uncharted 3. And what he was saying, basically, maybe I should just quote him. He says... They were debating about like having the. He was trying to defend the PSN Pass, and he said when that stuff goes online, which he's talking about Uncharted, and like playing the multiplayer aspect, he said it isn't free. We have to pay for servers and all this different stuff to maintain it, and so at some point, you know, games have to make money. It is a business, and we just want to be able to continue to provide that kind of content. If Sony ever comes to us and says, "Hey, you're not making enough money on this. You need to cut it or whatever," that's not something we want. We want to be able to maintain the level of quality of the product that we're giving out. So they're basically arguing that, like, the multiplayer is so great that, like, the PSN Pass thing is required because that's what it's for, you know, to play online for the game.
I think it's just a ridiculous statement that Uncharted 3 multiplayer needs to be released. Like, if they didn't have the PSN Pass, that it would have to be released as a separate game unto itself.
Yeah, a separate game.
Shut up. Like, your multiplayer isn't that deep. It's not like Halo. It's not Call of Duty. No one cares about playing Uncharted multiplayer that much. People don't buy Uncharted for the multiplayer.
Absolutely not. Definitely not.
You're just tacking on multiplayer.
Exactly. I don't understand the reasoning. I mean, all games that have online obviously pay to hold up servers, right?
Not all, but many of them, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not like a new thing.
Right.
It's not like, I mean, this PSN pass or any type of pass in general is kind of a new thing. Like, they just want more money. That's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not. It's just Sony saying, like, hey, we want more money out of this. And so they're saying, like, you need to have that.
I think it's a bunch of bullcrap, though. I mean, and like I said, it doesn't matter for me. I'm buying the game new. But, I mean, it would suck for those people who buy used games.
For sure. So, Saints Row 3 has Horde mode.
How do you spell that, Jared?
Like your mom's name.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I stuck it to your mom.
So, I'm sorry, Mrs. Moose. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, because my last name is Moose.
It's not?
His name's Brian Moose.
Didn't you guys realize you were calling me by my last name this whole time?
Brian just screwed up spelling Moose really bad and spelled it Nouse.
Anyway, yeah, there's a Horde mode in Saints Row the Third. I mean, they're going crazy with this kind of stuff. I mean, it's getting a little too crazy. I think me and you, Jared, talked about this before.
They're crazy.
No, they're just going, like, too off the wall with some things. Like, they feel like they have to add so much stupid stuff to this game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the crazy weird parts of Saints Row 2, like, Saints Row 1 wasn't really crazy off the wall as much. I mean, had a little bit there. And then Saints Row 2 stepped it up. And then now Saints Row 3 is just going off the deep end to the point where it might not even be fun. It might just be too silly, too weird.
But yeah, basically what this is, the Horde mode, which they tried to, like, you know, they changed the spelling for, like
women, a streetwalker. Like,
yeah.
A lady of the night.
You're just fighting waves of whores. Waves of whores. And that's, you just, like, basically just like any other Horde mode. That's a lot of whores, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks, Derek. But I think, yeah, I think you can do it co-op, so you and a buddy can take on a bunch of whores.
I'm down. I'll play it.
I won't.
You won't even play it with me, Jared?
I'll try it once. What's up with this whole Adult Swim stuff in Saints Row 3?
Actually, I saw that on a video, so that's why I didn't have a link for it.
We don't know what's going on.
Oh, I was just going to mention, I think it's cool, because I really liked a lot of Adult Swim shows, and I guess the video that I saw mentioned the older shows, like Tim and Eric. Awesome show, great job.
Yeah, that old show.
Oh, is it still going? Because I don't watch Adult Swim anymore. Is it still going?
I don't know. I don't watch Adult Swim anymore, but it's not that old.
Oh. I mean, it was, I mean, I remember watching that, like, when I was in 8th grade or something like that, so at least, like, 6 to 8 years ago.
So at least last year.
They have a radio station in Saints Row the Third that's going to be all Adult Swim content, which I think is kind of cool. It's like no other game has done that.
No other game has radio stations.
Oh, it doesn't have, like, specific channel that's on TV, just using their content. So, and I can't really think of anything that I actually want to listen to from there, but whatever. I don't know if it's going to be a talk show or just music or whatever. Oh, yeah, they said about, I mean, having a, what's that show with Death Clock on it?
Metalocalypse.
Yes. They're going to have, like, that music on there, so.
So Death Clock?
Yeah, they're going to have, yeah, Death Clock on there. That's what I'm saying. They have Death Clock on there. But I don't know any other music that's going to be on there.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I just realized something that I really should have realized a long, long time ago. Well, by just realized, I mean today. That gun from Fallout New Vegas, which is the name of the gun, that gun, is a homage to Blade Runner. The gun from Blade Runner.
Which is a great movie that I'm sure Derek doesn't like because he's a horrible person.
Hey, whoa.
It's just something I wish I was aware of a lot sooner because I thought it would be a lot cooler. Or I would have thought it was a lot cooler.
Incoming joke. Brian, you're douche.
I give that a 5 out of 5. I'm just so excited for Skyrim. I just don't know what to do to pass the time.
Don't want to talk about anything else. I'm just so excited for Skyrim.
I don't think there's, like, anything else I could talk about Skyrim-wise at this point. Like, what else is there to say? You just want to play it.
Yeah. It's like, one of the most anticipated games I've ever...
Anticipated?
Yeah, anticipated. It's one of my most anticipated games, is what I should have said.
Yeah, well, don't get wrapped up too much in it.
Why?
What's it supposed to be, Dad?
Because I still want you to mow the lawn every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to neglect your homework or not clean your room.
That's why I took vacation.
Don't act like it's a vacation. Oh, just by the way, I'm not going to be able to get Skyrim this year. Yeah, this year. It's a yearly thing.
Why? Are you serious?
I don't know if I'll have money for it.
What are you talking about? Stop eating.
I'm just constantly eating, buying food.
Just constantly spending all your money on food. You have like 4 freezers full of food.
I'm just hoarding food right now. I just don't know if I have the money. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. First of all, there's only money for Skyrim.
Yeah.
What are you spending your money on?
Nothing. I'm just running out.
Stop.
Okay. That is,
as in people are taking money from my bank account slowly.
It is impossible to run out of money without spending it.
It's not true.
It's absolutely.
Somebody could take it.
It's not running out of money. That's someone stealing money.
I'm saying like somebody's.
What are you spending your
money
on?
I'm running. Derek's right. Food.
Devin, stop it.
Derek's right. It's food.
I can't. Dude,
you waste so much money. So, Devin, explain to us why you were late tonight. Is it a good story?
No, it's not a good story. It's terrible.
He just got like lost.
Is it like a really sad, frustrating story?
No.
Because that's just as good as humor.
No, it's not a good story.
Not at all.
No.
Why don't you tell it anyway?
I'm sick.
Oh, because you're sick?
Yeah.
Why did you have to drive 2 hours away to be sick?
Because I wanted my mama's love.
I believe that.
That's what we all want.
No, I mean, I was at my house. I was at my house because I was at my sister's house last night, and then we drove back to Lewistown, and I don't want to say it. I bought food and got food. And
what food?
You just can't help yourself, can you? It's just all about food.
I just eat food all the time.
I eat food every day. I can't help it. What food did you buy?
The big thing is, like, Sarah was sick, and I started becoming sick, and, like, we drove back to Lewistown, and we just, like, stayed at our place.
She was vomiting in your mouth.
And I was, yeah, that's pretty much how I got sick. She vomited in my mouth.
I'm turned on.
I'm going to be upset if we're not all playing Skyrim at the same time, man.
Hey, guys, Diablo 3 comes out.
Oh, gosh. Well, Derek, if you really want me to play it with you so bad, just buy it for me.
Reimburse me later.
Okay. I can reimburse you now.
Why don't you... No, seriously, just don't eat so much fast food. Just eat some other food.
Oh, Will, you want me to go to a restaurant and eat food? That's even more expensive.
No, just buy... What are you talking... Like, that's the only option? Either a fast food or a restaurant. There's a grocery store.
There's no grocery stores in Bloomsburg, Jared.
You have Walmart.
You've never been here.
Walmart is a grocery store.
No, only if it's a supercenter. You're wrong.
I've been to your Walmart. They got food.
It's a supercenter.
I don't believe you.
Your Walmart got food.
No, but I mean, we just felt terrible and sick and, like, really, we couldn't drive anywhere.
Well, stop fucking around and save up some money, yeah?
Save us some money, eh? Welcome to the Canadian podcast.
I said, yeah.
Boy, come on now, Devin.
You just sounded Canadian.
I don't have money. Well, who was that? I have no
idea. Is that Canadian?
I don't know.
Who's fucking Canadian? Screw you all.
Canadians don't listen to our podcast.
What do Canadians call Canadian bacon?
Oh, thanks, Dane Cook or whatever. That's a stupid joke.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Jared, but I don't listen to Dane Cook.
I love Dane Cook.
When's Derek off this podcast? Oh my gosh. I have been asking. I mean, I tell it to his face. Derek, I want you off this podcast. And he still shows up.
No, like, that's just, like, the whole thing about, like, what do Canadians... That's, oh, okay, maybe that's, like, a Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Yeah, and you love Seinfeld.
What's up with Canadian bacon? It's not bacon.
Oh, observatory humor.
Conservatory. Mr. Blum and the conservatory humor.
I think this is winding down, isn't it?
No, we just got on clue jokes. Come on. Goodbye.
That's it, folks. Hope you enjoyed this week's discussion on episode 7 of Between the Pixels. Follow us on Twitter at BTWNThePixels and rate us on iTunes 5-star sun.
Please.
I thought we were just going to be using his recording.
No, you suggested that, Devin. We said
this
no.
Weekly podcast, released every Tuesday, is also available on Stitcher, hopefully by now. Be sure to check out our latest articles on pixelperfectmag.com every day. If you like this podcast, check out our other tech podcast at barelyrelevant.com, also available on iTunes. Got feedback or a topic you want us to discuss? Hit us up by emailing btwnthepixels at pixelperfectmag.com. And also remember, the views expressed on this podcast are those of the respective speakers and not necessarily those of Pixel Perfect, its staff, or advertisers.
Can I say that sometime?
Nope. Good night.
Never.
Please?
Never.
Please.
Derek, and we are on Stitcher.
Oh, good. We're on Stitcher.
We're all kinds of on Stitcher.
All up in Stitcher's business.
Jared, can I say that once?
Say what?
Can I say the ending part once?
Never.
No.
Was that a good outro?
No, it's kind of why I want to say it once.
Fine. Say it right now, Devin. Let's see how you do.
I don't know where it's at. Send it to me. Send it to me.
Hey, Devin, what's your name?
Send it to me.
Hey, Devin, what's your name?
Is this a joke?
Devin, what's your name?
I think of a good one.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Yeah, rock joke. Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
What?
If you like this podcast, subscribe to my wrestling podcast.
Wrestling podcast. Yes.
Hey, send it to me. I'll say it real quick.
The People's Champion.
Derek, send it to me.
I don't have it in text format, so
I'll send it.
Okay. Yeah, you're typing something. You're full crap.
I remember it.
Yeah, but he's going to be like, F you or something.
Yeah,
Jared's going to run
What I'm
that.
Saying is, whatever you type, it's not going to be funny. Because I already figured it out.
I'm not going for funny. I'm going for realistic.
There you go. See? Not funny.
Why don't you read it once, Devin?
I think it's hilarious.
I just read it.
Read it out loud. Read it out loud.
I'm just so glad that we're so mature on this podcast.
It sounds better. It sounds good because it almost sounds like when you type something in one of those computer programs that read stuff back to you.
Oh, you think we sound like that?
Shut up, Devin.
So, when is Devin getting off the podcast again?
Tune in next week for Jared by himself doing the podcast alone.
Wrestling podcast.
My wrestling podcast.
We're going to have Dwayne Johnson on.
Who's that?
He's going to yell at us for an hour.